give Pastor Tommy White a great big Abundant Life Center welcome as he comes and preaches the Word of God.
Praise the Lord, church. Man, do I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. I said, man, aren't you glad you came to church tonight? Man, the Spirit of the Lord is in here in a sweet and mighty powerful way. I want to tell you something tonight, somebody. If you're in this house tonight and you need something from God, this is your service. God brought you here for a reason and for a purpose tonight in this place. Amen. You were called here for a reason and a purpose. If you need the Holy Ghost for the first time, I'm claiming in Jesus' name that before this service is over, you will receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is there anybody here that needs the Holy Ghost or wants a refilling of the Holy Ghost in your life? If you need to be healed in this place tonight, I know a healer, and his name is Jesus. Amen. I want to say I'm very, very thankful and honored and humbled to be here tonight in this house. Amen. The brother and sister Grogan. Amen. I have known him, and I'm not going to tell stories on him. Don't worry. His brother over here, he was tell some stories on him. Tell some of those stories. But me and Brother Grogan, Brother Mickey Grogan, we've known each other for years. But actually, I have known his wife, amen, and the Abbotts longer than I've even known him. I can remember about 30 years ago that my dad and my family, my dad was an evangelist, and we came through here. You weren't in this building. You were in another building, and came through preaching revivals in this area, and we stayed several weeks and several different times with the Abbotts, and I got to tell you, it was one of my favorite places to come, because they had quads, it was just fun. They had a ranch, they had quads, we had fun. It was a great place to come, and they always made us feel so welcome. Amen. So, Brother and Sister Abbott, it's so good to be here with you guys. Amen. Truly, truly friends of my family have been for many years. I'm glad to have my wife with me tonight. Amen. She is my rock. Amen. Amen. But yes, me and Brother Mickey Grogan, we go back a long ways. We go back before Bible college. Amen. Before Christ. That's right. Even before Christ. But I just want to be myself here tonight. Is that okay, church? Amen. I'm not some exquisite preacher, and I don't have an elegant vocabulary. Amen. But I do want to be anointed by God here tonight. And I really do feel in this place tonight that there are people that God wants to speak in your life tonight. Amen. There are people here tonight that need to hear what I'm going to tell you tonight. Amen. 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 You are not here by accident. You're here because God called you to be here tonight. Amen. And I believe before this service is over, amen, there's going to be people in this house, amen, that you are going to be talking in tongues, you're going to be praising, you're going to be healed, you're going to be accepting what God has for your life. Is there anybody who wants to accept what God's will is for your life? I promise you, whenever you accept the will of God in your life gets a whole lot easier. Amen. You can fight and you can run from the will of God and from the calling of God. Amen. But if God wants your attention, he will get your attention. And he'll do whatever it takes to get your attention. So if you have your Bibles, I'd like to say again, I'm very honored, very humbled to be here. Thank you, Brother Grogan, for having enough faith in me to stand behind your pulpit. Amen. And preach to you. I know I don't deserve it. Amen. But God wants me to be here tonight. I'm just going to give you what God gave me, if that's okay. I'm going to give you my testimony of what God has done for me. Amen. And I'm telling you what, it is amazing where God has brought me from. If you have your Bibles, Revelation is the 3rd chapter, beginning at verse number 20. Revelation is the 3rd chapter, beginning at verse number 20. We're just going to read one simple verse here tonight. And it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, then will I come to him and will sup with him and he with me." Amen. I would like to preach to you tonight, give you my testimony tonight from this subject just for however long it takes. You can't stop the knock. You can't stop the knock. You see, Jesus is knocking at each and every one of our doors. And it's up to you and it's up to me to open that door and accept the willing and accept the calling that God wants you and has called you to be. Could you put your Bibles down? Let's raise our hands toward heaven and let's ask God to anoint our ears to hear the word. Lord Jesus, we come before you tonight in this place. God, I ask you, Lord, to reach down and touch me, anoint me to, as I endeavor to bring forth your word, anoint the ears to hear the word. God, I ask you, God, amen, Lord Jesus, to let somebody feel something that they've never felt before, to get something they've never got before, to experience your power, your grace, and your mercy in their life. We give you power, we give you glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. You can't stop the knock. I want to express to everyone in this place tonight how important it is that we listen to whenever God puts a call upon our lives. It don't matter if you are an elder or if you're a young person. You have got to stand up and pay attention and answer the call, because God does know how to get your attention. In Jonah, the first chapter, beginning of verse number 1, reading verse through verse number 3, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come before me. But Jonah rose up to flee from the presence of God." Now, we all know the story, and we've heard it since we were kids, about the story of Jonah and how that he was a prophet of God. And we have all heard it from Sunday school forward, but I want to go through that story again tonight. Amen. Jonah was a prophet of God, and he was praying one day, and God told Jonah to go to a place called Nineveh. Nineveh was a great and it was a wicked city that nobody, no prophet, no preacher wanted to go to. It was a wicked, wicked place to go. So Nineveh, Jonah, he arose, and the Bible says that he went exactly the opposite way of Nineveh. He got on a ship and he went out to sea going exactly the opposite way. And whenever he got up on that ship, he was asleep. Fast asleep. And as God began to make the winds come and began to make the storms come and began to toss and turn and begin to create a great storm. Amen. The men of that ship, they were very much afraid of what was going on. They didn't know why this was happening to them. They woke Jonah up and said, "What is going on?" And Jonah told them, he said, "Well, I tell you what. I know what I'm doing. I'm running from what God called me to do. And if you'll only throw me overboard, amen, all your problems will go away." So the Bible says that those men, they grabbed him by the seat of the pants and they threw him overboard. And when they threw him overboard, came a great fish, a great whale, and it swallowed Nineveh, swallowed Jonah up. And as it swallowed him up, the Bible teaches us and tells us that he was in the belly of that well for 3 days and 3 nights. It took him 3 days and 3 nights to realize that he needed to accept the willing and the call that God has put upon his life. But on the third night, amen, Jonah began to pray and cry out to God. He began to tell God that he would accept and he would do whatever he wanted him to do in his life. And the Bible says that that whale began to spit Jonah up. Where else but on the banks of Nineveh? The Bible says he came out preaching and teaching the word of God. Amen. Each one in this place tonight, as I've already said, you do have a calling upon your life. It's not an accident that you're here. God has called and chosen each and every one of us that is here tonight. If you believe that, can you say amen? Amen. Minister, Sunday school teacher, outreach director, youth minister, usher, sign language greeter, music, singing, cleaning, or just a saint of God, everyone in this place tonight is called by God. Amen. Myself, I was called at a young age to be a preacher. I received the Holy Ghost at the age of 10 years old, and I began to feel my calling upon the ministry. But I didn't understand, amen, what God was calling me to do, and I couldn't get away from it. And it began to call me through my early teen years. And I can remember my dad, my mom was evangelist, and I was brought up in the church. But as I began to get older, like many of us do, young people do, we start to do things that and hang around with the wrong crowd and do things that we shouldn't be doing. But I started running around with the wrong crowd. I started out doing things, just little things, but I'm here to tell you tonight, young people, those little things will draw you further and further away from God. Those little things will, amen, grow into bigger things, and if you're not careful, you'll be lost and undone without God in your life. Do you believe that here tonight, church? You see, I started with just the little things. I started running around with the wrong crowd, and let me tell you something tonight. It does matter who you run around with. You think it don't, but it does matter whenever you're a teenager who you run around with. I want to encourage you to surround yourself with people that love God. Amen. With young people that want to be in prayer meetings. Amen, church? You see, I started running around with the wrong crowd. Started with just the little things on Friday nights. Began to go out and have a little alcohol with my friends. You know, just to have a little fun, just to loosen up just a little bit. Amen. Then I can remember as one thing led to another, just to have a little bit more fun on a Saturday night. Amen. I began to have a little bit more alcohol, and then one thing led to another. And I remember one time somebody telling me, well, why don't we just try smoking a little bit of weed? That'll be a little bit better than alcohol. So, amen. I can remember this one thing led to another, and I began to do those things more often, and I began to grow further and further away from God. And I can remember one night I was very drunk, and I was very far away from God, and there was a man from another church, a young man from another church in town that wanted me to try some drugs. And as I tried those drugs once, amen, it started to be an everyday process, and I began to grow further and further away from God in my life. You see, drinking every day and using drugs all day long, amen, now smoking weed and trying to go to sleep at night, you see, every day forgetting more and more and more about God, and every day God was standing at my heart's door, and He was knocking and He was longing for me to open up my door. I can remember year after year getting deeper and deeper and deeper into partying and things of the world. As a pastor's son, I lived at home, and I would often have to go to church because I lived in my mom and dad's house, and that was one of the rules that I had to do, was go to church. But I can remember walking into our church one night, and we had a special speaker there that night. And his name was Brother Phil Blanton. As Brother Blanton began to preach this very same message about Jonah and what he was going through and what Jonah went through in his life, he began to tell the story of Jonah that I have told you here tonight, how that Jonah was called of God and how that Jonah was running from God and running from a call that God had put upon his life. And I can remember right in the very middle of that church service, right in the very middle of that sermon, that preacher, he stopped and he said these words to me in front of everybody. He said, I want to tell you something, Tommy White. God is talking to you here tonight in this place. That's pretty powerful. That's God wanting to get somebody's attention. He said, I'm going to tell you tonight, Tommy, said him right back there, if you don't accept the calling that God has put upon your life tonight, and if you don't open your heart's door tonight and get right with God, there's going to be 3 days and three nights that you're in the belly of a spiritual well. And if you do not learn how to pray tonight, you will learn how to pray those 3 days and those three nights. I can remember, of course, I was stirred up. I got up from my seat at the end of that message, and I walked down to the altar. And as I walked down to the altar, I began to pray and just kind of go through the motions a little bit. And I didn't get where I needed to be with God. I got up and I walked out of that place. Went back to doing the same old things that I was doing before. 30 days to the date, 30 days later, I was getting ready to leave my house and go to the Stanislaus County Fair. You see, all those nights, I can remember walking into my house, Sister Abbott, and I can remember my mom praying for me. I can remember my grandmother praying for me as I walked in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Please God, touch my grandson. Please God, let him accept the calling that you put upon his life. God, put your protecting hand around him. And I went to my room night after night. But this night, I was getting ready to go out for what I thought was going to be a good time. And as I began to walk into the kitchen that night and talk to my mom, she began to grab me by the arm and she said, "Tommy, I don't want you to go tonight." And you see, Brother Grogan, nothing was going to get in the way of my party. Nothing was going to get in the way of doing what I wanted to do. And I said, "Oh, Mom, I'm going tonight. It doesn't matter. Everything's going to be fine." And I can remember as tears welled up in her eyes and she began to cry. And she said, Please, son, do not go to that fair tonight. I've got a bad feeling. Please don't go to that fair tonight, Tommy. Please, I'm begging you." And as I jerked away from her, I said, "Mom, I'm going. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I want to do." Amen. And I started that night by going and doing the same old things that I had done many other nights. I went by the liquor store. I went by the drug connections house. I had to get all my stuff ready to go to have what I thought was a good time. As I began to go by the house and pick up the drugs, I began to go by the liquor store and pick up my friends. We went to that fair that night. And I can remember when we was at that fair very vividly, we went to a concert there. As we went to that concert, we came out of that concert, I was usually the one that was antagonizing everybody, instigating everybody, trying to get them to fight and do things they shouldn't be doing. But that night, I can remember walking out of that concert, and we confronted 4 young men. And as we confronted those men that night, they started trying to fight with us. And you see, God, he checked me one more time. And something inside of me said, "Hey, we don't want to do this tonight." I said, "Hey, guys, we don't want to fight tonight. We don't have any problems. Let's just have a good time. Let's just party. Let's just have a good time tonight." But as we went our separate ways, amen, we went to the beer gardens. We started drinking more alcohol, and we ran into those guys again. And as we ran into those guys again, this time, you see, the devil, he had taken completely over. You see, he was controlling my life with the spirits and with the things that was inside of me. And as we seen them again that night, we began to argue and fight with them. And as we did, there was 4 of them and there was 4 of us. They turned around, Brother Grogan, they took off running. And as they did, we chased them. We chased them down the midway. And as we chased them down the midway, they jumped over a fence. 3 of those guys kept running into the darkness, and 1 of them turned around at the fence to keep us there. As we began to sit there that night and cuss and scream all kinds of vulgar things at each other, did not realize that these men had had this planned, and it was their thing that they was going to do that night, but the 3 of them that stayed at the fence that night arguing with us and keeping us there, but 1 of them, he went to the car. And as he went to that car, he came back. And whenever he came back, I was kicking the fence. I was screaming. I was cussing. I was berating them. And as I kicked that fence that night, I can remember him walking out of the darkness. And as he walked out of the darkness, he lifted a 9mm. And he began to say, "You want to kick something? why don't you kick this? And as he pulled the gun up, I can remember him pulling it. And he began to shoot, boom, as the first bullet hit me here. Boom, the next bullet, it hit me here. Could not believe what was going on. I began to look down, and I raised my hands. Blood was running down my arms, off of my elbows. I screamed, "Oh, Jesus!" And I turned around, and I took off running. And I only ran just a little while, Brother Grogan, and I fell about 10 feet later. And I can remember, as that young man, he emptied that clip. Boom, 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 boom. 9 times. I was crawling on my forearms, already been hitting twice. And I could feel and see and hear those bullets flying by my head. You see, I'm talking about a backslidden Pentecostal preacher's son. I'm talking about tonight somebody that had grown cold and grown away from God. As I began to crawl on my forearms that night into a bathroom, because I knew he was still trying to kill me. And as I crawled into that bathroom, as I crawled into that bathroom that night in the middle of the floor, in the middle of urine and feces, begin to lay there and look down at myself and begin to scream and cry, "Oh my God. God, please don't let me die like this. Somebody, please, you've got to get a hold of my mom and dad. They know how to pray. Please, somebody, get a hold of my mom and dad. You see, I can't die like this. I can't go to hell. I can't meet eternity this way." And as I looked down, the blood began to go all over the floor. And I told myself, "Tommy, whatever you do, don't go to sleep, don't pass out. You're going to wake up in hell." One of my friends ran in that night, and as he ran in to try to help me, I said, "Randy, you've got to help me. You've got to get somebody. You've got to help me. I'm going to die. I can't die like this." And he ran through the fair screaming and crying, "Somebody, please come and help my friend." And as I went into unconsciousness there that night, I can remember the very next time that I woke up. The next time I woke up, there was a sheriff at my feet. There was a young man on top of me. And he was slapping me in the face. And he said, Tommy, wake up." I woke up, looked at him, and began to go back into unconsciousness. I woke up again for the second time, and this time, that same young man, he was giving me CPR. Tears was running down his face. You see, he was a 19-year-old man. He had just graduated paramedic school, and he was at the fair that night with his family. And he offered to come in there and help try to save my life. But as I woke up that time, the sheriff, he was cutting off my clothes. Had a buck knife out. He was cutting off all my clothes, my boots, and everything. As I began to cry, "Somebody, please help me. Help me. Don't let me die like this." I can remember the ambulance coming, and as the ambulance came, the whole time I was praying and I was begging God for my life. The ambulance came and it took me to Emmanuel Hospital in Turlock, California. And as it took me there that night, I just kept saying over and over and over, "Somebody please get a hold of my mom and my dad. Somebody, please, they know how to pray. Somebody, please, I can't go on like this. I can't go out into eternity like this. The next time I woke up, my mom and dad was there. I was getting ready to go into surgery. And as I went into a surgery, my dad laid his hands upon me and he began to pray for me. So I went into surgery that night. The crazy thing about it was is I went through 12 surgeries in just 3 days. And after I came out of the first surgery, I can remember waking up in the intensive care unit. And the very first person that I looked at and that I seen whenever I woke up in the intensive care unit was that preacher that preached to me that night. And as I looked up at him, he said, Tommy, why didn't you listen to me? Why didn't you accept the call that God had put upon your life? Tommy, I knew this was going to happen. I knew that this was going to happen in your life. And I'm going to tell you something. I passed out again. And I spent 3 days and three nights in an intensive care unit in the belly of my spiritual well. And on the third day, I woke up and I came to my senses. And whenever I woke up, I raised my hands and I began to pray. And I began to ask God to help me and to save me and to forgive me. You see, I want to tell you something tonight, church. Sin is ugly. Sin and the devil will try to destroy your life. You see, this is what sin looks like. You see, every step that I take, I remember what the devil tried to do to me. I want to tell somebody here tonight, the devil is to kill, to steal, destroy your life. The devil will try to humiliate you. You know, I thank God that I got such a wonderful wife, Brother Grogan. Whenever I go to sleep at night, of course, I have to take my leg off to go to bed. Always very self-conscious about it. But I can remember after we got married not too long, instead of getting up in the middle of the night to go use a bathroom, put my leg on. Sometimes I just crawl to the bathroom. I can remember crawling to the bathroom on my hands and knees one night and bumping into my wife and looking up at her. And I was so humiliated. I was so humiliated because I was there on my hands and knees. I was there. But thank God, God put a great woman in my life. Sometimes she even thinks I'm sexy. But I want to tell you something tonight, church. I want to tell you something tonight, young people. I feel the presence of God in this place tonight. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, you can't stop the knock. You can't stop the knock, because God is just going to keep on knocking on your door. He's just going to keep on knocking. Please don't go down the same road that I went down. Please don't go down the same paths that I went to down, because I'm here to tell you tonight, you're here in this place and you have a chance. I said you're here in this place and God has given you a chance. Amen. You don't have to go through the belly of the spiritual well any longer in your life. Amen. Young people, middle-aged people, older people alike. Amen. If you feel like it tonight as we stand to our feet in this place. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, God is knocking on somebody's door tonight. If you'll only step forward in this place tonight. God told me to tell somebody here tonight. Amen. That this could be your last chance. He has knocked on your door time and time and time again. He has knocked on your door, and you know who I'm talking to here tonight. Amen. God has woken you up in the middle of the night several times this past week. Amen. And He's told you to pray. Amen. But I am brought here tonight to tell you, young person, amen, you better get your life right tonight with God, because it don't matter what happens, you cannot stop the knocking God in your life. Come on, church, everybody praying. There's an urgency in this place tonight. There's an urgency in this place tonight. Amen. God is wanting to move in somebody's life here tonight. Amen. Would you just go ahead, somebody, and step out into these aisles tonight. Go ahead and walk forward in this place tonight. Amen. Because I'm here tonight with a warning to somebody. Amen. Young person. Amen. I'm here tonight with a warning to you. Amen. That you can't stop the knock. You can't stop the knock. You can't stop the knock. Go ahead and reach out and let go and let God have His way. Oh my God, I feel it. Oh my God, I feel it. Somebody needs to reach out to God as He passes by in this place right now. I can see tears flowing all over everybody's faces here in this place tonight. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's all scoot forward just a little bit and gather into these altars. Oh, that's it. That's it. God, we love you, Lord, tonight in this place. And we ask you, God. Jesus, right now, Lord, in your name. That's it, sis. Go ahead and reach out. Amen. And touch God as He passes by. Go ahead and reach out. Jesus is standing here. He's knocking at your door. He's standing here. He's knocking tonight. That's it. Come on, somebody. Could we all pray? Could we all pray? Could we all get serious with God in this place tonight? That's it. Go ahead, Jesus. We love you, Lord, tonight. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, send me here. God, send me here. If God is tugging at your heart for the reason, oh, go ahead and make up your mind tonight that no matter what comes or what goes, you're going to live for God. Come on, church, if you've been blood-bought, if you've been baptized in Jesus' name and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, could you please just stretch out your hand and touch that young person, touch that person beside you, that it's evident to see that God, amen, is talking to them and that God is wanting them to make a decision. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love you, Lord, tonight in this place.
More than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. I believe you're my healer.
That's it. Come on, church. Everybody pray. And I need some prayer warriors in this house tonight. I need some prayer warriors in this house tonight. Amen. There are people in this altar right now that they have a need. Amen. That is greater than anything that they've ever been before in their lives. That's it, somebody, tonight. In Jesus' name, I ask you, God, to reach down. Oh, Lord, in Jesus, and do a work. Do a work right now, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, you're all I need. God, I ask you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus.
That's it. Oh, you're the one that God called me here tonight to pray for you, young man. Amen. Go ahead and accept what God has for you in your life. Go ahead and just reach out to God as He passes by you. Jesus, right now, in your name. That's it. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. That's it. That's it. Go ahead and get everything that Jesus wants for you right now in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost right now in this place. I feel the Holy Ghost moving and changing. I feel the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. That's it. Don't give up until you get what you need from God. Don't give up until you get what you need from God. Don't give up until you get what you need from God. That's it. God's making a change. God's making a change. God's making a change. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your power. Thank you, God. Oh, young person, go ahead and reach out as He passes by. Go ahead and reach out as He passes by. Family member, go ahead and step in place for that. Yes, go ahead and step in place for that young person. Oh, we're not in a hurry. We are not in a hurry. My Lord, the Holy Ghost is so powerful, so thick in this place right now. That's it. That's it. My life is never going to be the same again after this service tonight. I'm not going to let the devil push me around anymore after this service tonight. This service tonight is a new beginning for me and my life and my work. Amen. Here on earth. Amen. I'm not going to be discouraged anymore because I know that Jesus loves me. And Jesus sent a man to preach to me tonight. Amen. He sent somebody here tonight with a warning. You can't stop the knock, church. You can't stop the knock, church. Jesus is knocking. Jesus is knocking. Jesus.
Oh, how He loves us.
Oh, yes. Yes, how He loves us. He died on Calvary's cross. He shed His blood.
Yes, He loves.
God, bless my brother here tonight, Jesus. God, I don't know the pain or the discouragement or what he's facing in his life. God, but I ask you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that you would open up the windows of heaven in his life. God, that you would touch him with a new anointing. That you would touch him with something and give him something that he's never had before in his life.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he
loves us. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus loves you, church. Jesus loves you, church. God, right now in Jesus' name. Oh, man. I see a spirit of revival. I see a spirit of regeneration. That's it. Go ahead and let those tears flow. Go ahead and let those tears flow. Jesus is right there walking with you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He loves. He is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane, and I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh,
Jesus' name. Oh, come on, church. God's not finished. God is not finished in this place yet. Go ahead and just soak up all of Jesus. Oh, God, right now, Jesus.
I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Come on, everybody praying for somebody. Lay a hand on somebody. Come on. Come on. Let the Lord do something deep tonight. Everybody praying for somebody. We ain't leaving here until we touch the throne of God. Come on, right now. The
Jesus,
love of God's
it.
Here.
And that's it. Oh, God is reuniting families.
He loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so.
How he loves us.
And we are his portion, and he is our prize. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. And if grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth like a beautiful kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. And I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way.
God, we praise you, Lord, tonight, Jesus. I thank you, God, for your blessings, your anointing. God, I praise you, Lord. I thank you for everything you've done for us tonight, Jesus, in your name, God. Oh, God, you're worthy to be praised here tonight. touch this lady here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do a work in her life tonight, God. I'm claiming it in Jesus' name. God, do a work here tonight in Jesus' name. Jesus, God, right now in your name, with the power and the glory.
Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes, and if grace is an ocean we're all seeking, and heaven meets earth like a beautiful kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. And I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way that he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Yes, he loves.
God's doing it. My brothers.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how.
God, right now in your name, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give him a renewal of the Holy Ghost right now, Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would make everything new in his life. I need some men praying with me here right now. I need some men praying with me here right now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, to give him a renewing of the Holy Ghost tonight, Jesus. God, to give him something that he hasn't had for a while. That's it. You got to go ahead and reach out to Jesus. Amen. Go ahead and just surrender everything to God. Just talk to Jesus like he's your best friend here in this house tonight. Thank you, Jesus. That's it, God. We praise you. We praise you. We glory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God is so powerful.